This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. It's hump day today. You know, traditionally, a lot of churches have services on Wednesday night. Because it's hump day and you need to get into the Word of God, go to church, get your spirit refreshed. I think that's why traditionally it's been on Wednesday. Midweek is when a lot of churches have gathered together, and we are doing the same, and you are invited. We have midweek Bible study Wednesday nights. We meet at 6 o'clock. That's tonight, 6 tonight. The address is 1000 North Banana River Drive. We're in Merritt Island. 6 to 7 o'clock, maybe just a couple minutes after 7, we're in 1 Peter. We're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 3. So that's what's coming up here tonight, 1 Peter chapter 3, where Peter's going to address wives, and then for just about a verse or so, husbands. For the most part, it's wives, though, where Peter's going to teach something that's been argued and disputed about for years when Peter calls the wife, the weaker vessel. That's what we're looking at here tonight at church. Here in the meantime, we're looking today at deception. What'll be the sign of your coming at the end of the world? What does Jesus say? Beware of deception. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Yesterday, we looked at Adam. Here today, we're focusing on Judas Iscariot and his deception. And then we're going to look a little more at deception, and we're going to start to look at and end tomorrow on this deception on the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. So that's it for an introduction. Let's go to part two of this message now. Be not deceived.
And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, next three words says this: when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself. Better yet, he was remorseful and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned and that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what's that to us? You see to it. Please catch the mindset here of Mr. Iscariot. He cried out in the temple and cried out and said, I've sinned. Verse 5 says he cast down the pieces of silver. New King James says he threw down the pieces of silver. The word means, and I've translated it, he hurled the pieces of silver. Like Nolan Ryan. He hurled the pieces of silver into the temple and departed, went away, and hung himself. Eve was deceived. Look at the deception of Judas Iscariot, misled by the devil. He had no idea of the consequences of his deception. Is it Judas? Or is it you? Oh, you say, that's not me. I could never do that. Then think about this verse here, 1 Corinthians 10:12. Let him who thinketh that he stands take heed lest he fall. Let me clue you in. you are not that different than Judas Iscariot. There's a thin line that separates you from him. Eve was deceived. Judas is deceived. How about today? This murderer in Orlando was deceived. He thought that something, Allah, was something, God, while something, Allah, was something else. And this man woke up in hell looking for his promised 72 virgins. I heard the other day that some ancient Muslim scholars have been doing some studies on this Arabic word for virgin, and they've come to the understanding that they think the word really means raisin. So imagine that. You wake up in hell with the sun-made girl next to you and 72 raisins. Now that is being deceived. 72 raisins. We'll see this warning throughout the Bible. Do not be deceived. Galatians 6, the Bible warns us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this he shall also reap. All the evil in the world today, all the injustices we see every day, do not be deceived. They do not escape his notice. Follow this thread in the Bible. Luke 21:8. Take heed that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name saying, I am. What did he mean by that? That's the name for himself. Many will come in my name saying, Ego Ami. Saying they're Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of God. Don't be deceived when people show up on the scene, declare themselves to be the Messiah, which naturally is going to take us to the next text, Revelation chapter 13. While you're turning there, there are many other places I could have taken you to, such as Galatians 6:9. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Then he says, do not be deceived, meaning don't be like this Muslim who's going to open up his eyes with 72 raisins in hell. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, that is those who are engaged in sexual relations outside of marriage, or idolaters, those who put something ahead of God, nor adulterers, those who cheat on their wife or husband, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Oh, where do you know? Homosexuals in there twice. Nor thieves, that's the word kleptos, secret thief, someone who pilfers money from the bank for years and years and years until they get caught. Nor covetousness, that's wanting somebody else's stuff. Nor drunkards, nor revilers, the Greek word loiteros, means to slander someone else with speech. Telling your child you'll never amount to anything. It's a big list. Nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. You see, those who think that they are Christian who still practice these things, you miss the whole idea of what being a Christian is. Which is why right after this, the Apostle Paul says, and such were some of you. I've said it before. Let me say it again. I keep hearing about these homosexuals who want to be a member of the church because they feel they want to belong to a church. Well, let me say, you miss the whole notion of what church is and what church means. If a verse could describe church, it would be this. 2 Corinthians 6:17. It says this. It says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's the best verse to define church. Ecclesia means called out ones. God's called you out of the world. You've missed it. You can't be a homosexual and be a member of the church. You can't be an extortioner and be a member of the church. You can't be a thief and be a member of the church. You can't be a liar and be a member of the church. You can't be a reviler and be a member of the church. God's called you out of that. And such were some of you. Let me say, if you're still in that group, and such are some of you, you've missed it. You've missed it. Paul said, do not associate with a brother who is. Then he gives this list. Not a brother who was, and such were some of you. He's called us out of that. This is why the poor homosexual can't be a member of the church. What did God say to Abraham? He said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Holy. That's your calling, church. That's your calling. Walk before me and be perfect or blameless, to water that down some. Make it seem a little more attainable to you, all right? Blameless. That's your calling. Take heed that no man, woman, child, or devil try to deceive you. That's your calling. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Speaking of being deceived, let's look at the mother of them all. Revelation chapter 13. This is the false prophet soon to be unveiled. Perhaps will call himself Elijah. Why? Because Jesus said, take heed that no man deceives you. Verse 13, we're about to look at. If this man were to say he was Elijah, what, pray tell, would he do to prove that? Verse 13. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. End result, unfortunately, verse 14. Look what it says. He deceives them who dwell on the earth. Oh, if you don't remember anything, remember this. He deceives the people that take the mark of the beast at the end of the age. They don't willingly take it, like Eve willingly didn't do this. Like Judas willingly didn't do what he did. They were deceived into doing what they did. If I can stress one point, it's that. People are deceived into doing things that they do. Same thing here. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, the word icon, that they should make an icon to the beast who had the wound of the sword and did live. Icon. Icon always assumes a prototype. It's an exact copy of an original. Like the coin, when Jesus said, show me one of those coins. He says, whose icon and inscription is this? What'd they say to him?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness.